Harry Murray and Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. This morning we're going to talk about fishing shrimp and crest bugs. For those of you like me that get cabin fever in the winter, here's a game I play year-round, but it's especially effective during the winter because shrimp and crest bugs are available to the trout throughout the year. Now, you'll usually find both of these bugs below the springs that enter the stream. Now, it could be a freestone stream, it could be a tailwater stream, it could be a spring creek. But these crest bugs and shrimp live in the grass or along the stream bottom below where these springs enter in. Now, they're very, very heavy in many streams. When Vince Marinaro did that work on the Latorte many years ago, came up with 2,000 pounds of aquatic insects per stream bottom. Penn State said he was out of his mind. They went over and checked, and they came up with 2,400. Now, the flies that Vince was finding were actually these, the shrimp and the crest bug. Sometime crest bug, sow bug, two different names, the same thing. But that's what Vince was coming up with. They don't hatch, they don't fly away, they don't do any of that exotic stuff. But the trout feed on them like crazy. Now, the way I like to fish these crest bug feeders is to actually try to see them feeding and then go one-on-one with them. Now, there are two ways that you can see these fish. One would be sort of a tailing action that'll occur. They'll usually be out in water from, 6 inches deep to 2 feet deep. Well, in water that shallow, since they're feeding on the bottom, they're going to be rooting a lot of these crest bugs and shrimp up. So you'll see a tailing action much like a bonefish. Now, the other thing that you can see that'll let you know what's going on, you'll see some mud trailing downstream from where they're rooting these out. I call those guys mudders. So once I see that fish, then it's a one-on-one game. I will sneak into a casting position, usually on my hands and knees, below that guy, a little bit to the side probably. I like to get about a 45-degree off to the side and below him. When he goes forward to root out his crest bugs, he'll knock those out, and then he'll drip back to his feeding station, which may be anywhere from 2 to 4 feet downstream of where he dislodged those bugs. So when he goes through that rooting motion, I'm making a false cast out over him to measure my cast to where I want to drop it on that feeding station. Now, I bring that back and hold it. I don't shoot that one out there because you may only get one cast at this guy, so you better put all your eggs in one basket here. So when he goes forward, he's rooting those out. I'm making a false cast, measure my cast. I hook that around the forefinger of my rod hand. I bring the fly back and hold it. Now, I'm ready when he goes forward again. He'll go forward, anywhere from 2 minutes to maybe 10 minutes. He'll go up and root them out again. This time, I'm ready for him. When he goes forward and roots them out, I make my delivery cast just as he's dropping back on his feeding station. Now, the best way to know when he's taking that bug is to actually watch him. Now, he's going to be taking the naturals as well as yours. So sometime you'll set the hook when he's taking a natural and he wasn't even on yours. Watch to see when he's whiting that nymph with his mouth. He turns to the side. You're timing your bug. You won't see your fly now. Don't worry about indicators. It were a little more refined than indicators in this particular situation. So when that drips back to him, what I do, I use a slip strike, which means I got my rod pointed out over him. I set the hook with my line hand. If he has taken a natural and not my bug, that will just cause that fly to dart through the water, and I might get a second shot at him when all that goes along. All right, that's the game I play when I'm going one-on-one with them when I can spot them. Now, in large freestone streams, what brought this to mind, I've got one of these right behind my fly shop in Edinburgh, Big Stony Creek. There's a spring that comes in about 100 feet downstream from me, and these trout will move in below that spring to feed. Now, the water back through there will be maybe 3 feet, 4 feet deep, down below where those springs come in. Now, a good way to tell where these springs are coming in on a freestoner is to look for that bright green aquatic weed growth either along the bank or in the stream. And it's a giveaway. You got snow on the ground, you look over and see something green growing, you know very well there's a spring coming in. And that's basically what we have as I'm saying this. So on a big freestone stream like that, you can do the upstream dead drift nymphing rather than trying to spot those fish, because they are in water that probably too deep to see them feeding. So do your upstream dead drift nymph, start well down below the spring, work your way up to it, do the regular job. I put two SA indicators along my leader to help in this. I use the classic, the Murray's Classic knotted. Oh, probably a 9'5" is what I'd use in most of this case, because often you're talking about some very big fish doing this. And it's very challenging, but once you master it, it is very rewarding. If you have any questions on any of this, just call me at the fly shop at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.